on the banks of the Grand River, high above the Alora Gorge. This is the Buzzer Podcast. Indie music, new releases, industry insiders, out-of-the-box conversations with guests from the true north, from the west coast to the east coast to across the pond, and from down under. And now, here is Shay.
Hey, y'all. I am Shay. This is the On Air Indie Show. Welcome and enjoy episode 54. First, music history facts for June 15th. The late Waylon Jennings was born this day in 1937. He died February 13th, 2002. His first recording session was arranged by Buddy Holly in 1958. Holly hired him to play bass. Jennings gave up his seat on the 1959 flight that crashed and killed Holly, JP, the Big Bopper Richardson, and Richie Valens. Multi-genre recording artist Morgan King is our guest today. Mirror Mirror released May 28th of this year. Morgan is California-born and living now in Madison, United States. It is the debut single of her solo career. Morgan's powerful vocals and thought-provoking lyrics will astound you. Enjoy the show. Hi, Morgan. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yes. Thank you for coming on the show. We're here to talk about your newest release, Mirror Mirror.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you could hop on the podcast. It was released May 25th of this year.
On the 28th.
Oh, May 28th. May 28th. Okay. And how's the release gone so far?
It's going well. You know, I'm still quite a small fish in a very, very big pond, but it's doing well for, you know, my expectations, and
good. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how things develop in the future with my next release and continue building.
Yes, it's your first solo release, right?
It is.
Yeah. So before we listen to the track, we're going to do a bit of a chat. What attracted you to give up your career in philosophy? You were pursuing a PhD at the University of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and then you decided to give it up to write songs and chase your dreams of becoming a musician.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love intellectual pursuits, and the thing that really attracted me to philosophy was critically thinking about the world around us. And the work that I was focused on had a lot to do with what we call reactive attitudes, okay. which are things like blame and praise and like kind of these moral attitudes that we have, shame and guilt. So I was kind of looking at like, you know, when are these things actually appropriate? Because I feel like so much of our negative emotions and bad relationships with people can often be boiled down to misapplying things like guilt, misapplying things like shame. And, you know, when you use those things and it's not appropriate to use those to direct them at someone or yourself, It really affects people, and it has a really negative effect on their experience. And so I was very passionate about doing work in that area. But I felt like, you know, the reason that I got into that was because I wanted to have an influence on the way people live their lives. Right. And,
100%.
Being in like the academic philosophy setting, I felt like I just really didn't have the opportunity to spread that message in a way that was going to affect people and like really, you know, on a wide scale, have the possibility to like change the way people think about these things, right?
Okay.
And I feel like a much more effective way to do that is through art, because that is like one of the core ways that we, you know, understand ourselves and express ourselves. And
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so I feel like through my music, I want to do some of that I was doing in an academic setting as well.
Well, that to me, they're pretty much part and parcel and the same, both music and the application of the study of philosophy.
Absolutely.
Are both about interpersonal human relationships and how resentment, gratitude, forgiveness, anger, and how they come into play. And
absolutely.
Music is very healing. And I don't see it as a leap. I see it as a continuation of your philosophy.
Exactly. That's how I look at it as well. Like, I didn't abandon that. I just changed the way I'm doing it. And hopefully in a way that, you know, can really have an impact on people. Even if it's just 10 people, right? Like, you know, whenever I get a message from someone that's listened to my music and said, hey, I really needed to hear this today.
Like, yeah.
Like, just one person, that touches me, like, so much.
Yeah, I can see that. And I can see how your new release could have had that message mm-hmm. to a lot of people. So when you were studying philosophy, did you study Strawson?
I did. Not often do I hear someone who knows Strawson.
I took philosophy too. I have an English lit degree, but that was one of my things.
Yes, yeah. I did study Strawson, and I think he had a lot of really great things to say, and really he actually kind of drove, I think, the whole field of philosophy, like the niche of philosophy that I went into, mm-hmm. it was kind of started by Strawson in a lot of ways. So that's very cool that you know of Strawson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that was one reason I was interested in you as an artist.
Oh, that's awesome.
I guess I didn't say that when we were speaking in the pre-chat.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
very cool.
I guess like souls attract like souls.
Very true.
So did you start music at an early age?
So the family that I grew up in, I was raised by my mom and initially my mom and I lived with my grandparents. And my grandfather, you know, he was a huge lover of the arts in every respect. When his kids were young, my mom and all of her brothers and sisters, he was like, it's very important that you learn a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like, not necessarily because you have to do something with it, but the activity of learning an instrument gives you, you know, a certain perspective and ability to do something that like really influences your life, right?
Oh, it definitely does.
So he kind of instilled in me a love of music from a very, very early age. He was very into classical music. And so I still laugh about it now because he would blast classical music in the house, and mm-hmm. I would be, you know, upstairs in my room playing with Barbies or whatever, and he would call me downstairs, Morgan, what composer is this?
Oh, really?
I was like this little kid, and it was funny because I eventually, like, as this little kid, started learning about, you know, all of these different composers and what made them unique, and you know, thinking about the instrumentation and how that affected the sound of the music. And so that was my first sort of introduction to music.
That's cool.
Yeah, and
I
so
like that.
Yeah, and I played on the piano a little bit as a kid, and did, you know, band in school, and then sort of at the end of high school, didn't really think about music as something that, you know, I did other than as, you know, it's like learning math or history. It's just something you do, right?
Yeah.
And so I really didn't play music or write or anything until after I left grad school. And I ended up, because I left grad school with no plan of what I was going to do, really, other than I need to do something else. And I ended up buying a piano because that was just something that I liked doing when I was younger, and started approaching music from more of a creative aspect for myself, as opposed to, you know, learning other people's songs and playing them or anything like that, and found it just so gratifying, and started to write some songs and kind of took off from there.
You've done well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So tell me a bit about the Mirror Mirror Challenge. You posted it on YouTube 2 days ago.
Yeah. So I would love for people to use my song and use it as a way to express their self-doubt and through expressing it, sort of owning that that's not who they are, you know, those are the monsters, right? In the mirror, like those thoughts that tell you that you're not good enough, that you're not pretty enough, that, you know, you need to change in order to be lovable. Like that's not real. That's not who you are. So yeah, if that's the message that I want people to take from my song is like, we have these negative thoughts. We all have them. We always all will have them, but realizing that, you know, you have control in a certain respect over not necessarily having those thoughts, but whether you adopt them and accept them as true or not. Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so Morgan, can you tell us a bit about Mirror Mirror before we listen to the song?
Yeah, so the song, pretty quickly, I was getting in the shower one day and caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and I was having a bad day, and I was just like, ugh, you know, feeling really down about myself. And while I was taking my shower, I wrote this song about seeing yourself in the mirror and really not liking what you see. And then realizing kind of that's something that I'm doing to myself. I'm putting myself in this prison with my own thoughts of, you know, self-doubt and not liking myself. Like, and it doesn't really matter. Like, that's not who I am, right? And so I got out of my shower and sat down at my piano and started writing this piano piece. And it's a very simple piano piece, but I wanted the message of the lyrics to really stand out. So you're not focusing so much on the music or the beat. And you're really focusing on what I have to say, because I think it's an important message. And the drums you hear, one of my favorite parts of the song, musically, the drums you hear in it are taiko drums that have been sampled. And I have always...
That's interesting.
Yeah, I have always been a huge lover of world music. I took, you know, courses on world music in college. And... I love using instruments that aren't super common in Western music, because they give often just a really cool character.
Definitely.
To the music. So yeah, the fact that there are taiko drums in there is really cool.
I love the song. You'd be interested in knowing that one of our guests on the Buzzer After Hours is Antonio Tioli, and he has developed a business of bringing music of artisans from the Amazon rainforest to America.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he just launched a site, and it gives back to the artisan.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and they're building communities. That I taped him last night, so he's on it. He's on very shortly.
Well, I'll definitely make sure to listen to that.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I couldn't believe how.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So we're going to listen to Mirror Mirror.
All right.
So what about the video? I love it. I love the vintage turntable.
And— oh, yeah. Thank you. I actually also have a music video that I will be putting out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am not acting in it. There's a great actress in the video. And, you know, it was put together for me by her team. And I'll be putting that out probably in the next week or so.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. So,
but this Mirror video was produced by yourself and Jordan Beal.
The song was produced by me and Jordan.
Oh, okay. So yes. Who did the video?
It's actually just a video from DistroKid.
Oh, really?
Yes. DistroKid, not to, you know, this isn't sponsored or anything, right? But no, DistroKid is really great. They provide a lot of useful tools to the artists who use them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was made through DistroKid.
That's good. That's good. So, is this a paid service that artists use?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's good to know. Good to know. You know, but you selected what you had used for the video, right?
Correct.
Yeah. You did well.
Thank you.
I like the way you did that. I like the way you did that. So you have been busy in music prior to this release.
Yes. So I have had projects before, and I also, while I'm working on my solo stuff now, my friend Rito Ayani, he is in a band called Lines of Loyalty, and he and I have started a side project called The Stars Lie.
Okay.
And we just finished recording our first single. And as opposed to my solo music, it's a lot more, it's a lot harder rock. It's kind of post-hardcore, something like Slaves or Dayseeker. If any of your listeners know who those bands are, it's kind of in that vein. So we'll be putting out that song not too long from now.
Okay, I'm sure they do. I know them.
Yeah, so it's been fun to be able to kind of express the two different sides of me, one that's more mellow and pop-oriented and one that's much more hard rock, emo sort of music.
Yeah, you have a hard... It's hard go trying to figure out what genre you're in.
It is. I love to write. Yeah, I love to write in... Sorry. I love to write in so many different genres that it's really hard to just have one project, right?
Yeah. Vocals are very strong.
Thank you.
And the lyrics mean something. Like you could... poetry put to music, honestly.
That touches me. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Because
that is something that I think is really important for me. Like the lyrics, I know these days a lot of people, like, when they listen to a song for the first few times, they don't really think about the lyrics much. But for me, that's one of the most important aspects of a song. It's like, that's why I listen to music, to hear what people have to say.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. And that's how I approach songwriting too. I start with the poem. Actually, I do the poem, and then the poem goes and becomes alive.
Right.
Depending on my message, right?
Right.
It could be anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something I'm interested in, I just want to talk quickly about. You have a Music for Brains under 88 Smiles.
Yes.
And it's basically a CD that people can download at their price. Mm-hmm. And 20 minutes of music that motivates and focuses them.
Right. So I have ADHD. Like, I have such bad ADHD that like the last time I went to my doctor for like a, you know, reassessment, they have this test that you take, and halfway through the test, he just looks at me and goes, okay, we can help you. Right. So one thing I struggle with, along with pretty much everyone that has ADHD, is, you know, getting things done. And so Music for Brains, I wrote kind of for myself as just like a soundtrack to be like, okay, so it's 20 minutes. For 20 minutes, I can focus on a task, you know, and then I don't have to think about anything anymore. So I will put on the record, and it, the progression of it is set up kind of to get you like get you moving, then get you focused, and then kind of wind down from that. And yeah, so you just put it on and start your task, and then when it's over, just go back to what you were doing, scrolling on TikTok or whatever. I find it that it really helps me, and it's all instrumental because, you know, with ADHD, like if there is music with any words in it, I will tend to focus on the words of the song and get distracted and caught up in the song, right? So it's no words, kind of almost chaotic sounding in certain respects, but that's intentional to sort of be stimulating enough for the ADHD brain that it like helps you get going. And I don't know, I find it works for me a little bit. Hopefully it helps someone else.
I actually found it really cool. And the reason I was giggling is I find it funny because that's the only way I do housework. I go, okay, I'm going to do 20 minutes, 20 minutes, and then I stop.
Yes.
Right? I hate it. Right? So
I despise it.
Yeah, same here. It's like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But I'm also into Feng Shui, right? So okay. I need to have a clean environment, right?
Yes.
Organized home, organized life, right?
Right.
And I work from home, so it's a must. But
yes,
I think it's pretty cool. That's why I wanted to mention it.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's pretty cool, but I'm a little biased, maybe.
Okay. So other than your collaborations with Rito, The Stars Live, which is going to be releasing soon. Do you have any other collaborations or further collaborations with Rito?
Yes. So we will be putting together a lot more music in the future, and hopefully bringing other people onto the project. So our plan is to develop that project a lot more. And I see a lot of potential with it. So I'm excited for what we're doing there.
I'm very excited too, because I see you as an artist having so much scope in the way that you can apply your talent and genre.
Thank you.
Like it's quite nice to see. Quite nice
yeah,
to see.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I have a few potential collaborations that I'm looking at doing with some electronic artists. But we'll see what happens with that, you know.
Great. You're starting out as a solo artist, so you may have a preferred platform. But what preferred platform would you consider your go-to for fans to follow you?
I post the most on TikTok. I post pretty much every day on TikTok. Not everything is music. Some of it's just about me and who I am and my thoughts. But yeah, so my TikTok is The Real Morgan King.
Yeah, good
if
for you.
Like
for you, I've said to a couple of artists that they need to get on that platform, and a lot of artists say, "Well, I don't need to," and I'm like, "You're missing out.
You're missing out, man.
Yeah, they're missing
out. TikTok is fun. It's fun." No, TikTok is a great platform. I think it's a lot more natural and honest in a lot of ways than, say, Instagram or Facebook or even YouTube. YouTube's very curated, right? You have the opportunity to be a bit more casual, I think, on TikTok. And that way people get to know you a little bit better, right? Like, I don't want to be this... With people who like my music, I don't want to be this person who is on a pedestal or, you know, anyone thinks is perfect or flawless or, you know, better than them in any way or curated. Like, I want, my handle is The Real Morgan King because I want, I want to be real to people. I want them to see me as a human being who's flawed, just as flawed as everyone else, and just trying to do my thing in this world and make some kind of difference while I'm here, you know.
That's very cool. I was going to ask you that before we left. because I wasn't sure. I thought, well, is there another Morgan King out there?
Well, there is actually another Morgan King out there. A man from the UK, I believe.
Okay.
So you're not going to get us confused with each other. That's for sure.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it's the real Morgan King because I want to be real with people. I just want to be me.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I love your music.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the show. And I definitely want you back on the show.
I would be happy to come back anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Good luck with the release. Mirror Mirrors. Have a great night.
You too.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please share this episode with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from The Buzzer and upcoming shows, you can follow us on Instagram at The Buzzroll Media and on Twitter at The Buzzer Indie. Catch you at the pod next episode, On Air Indie, from my pad to yours over the airways. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.